The rest of the story. A few years back across the Colorado River from downtown Austin, Texas, a hard-drinking, skull-busting Houston dock worker named Steve Helton turned his back on his misspent youth and built a gymnasium, a no-frills, blue-collar health spa for serious weightlifters and for the assortment of writers and artists and musicians and politicians who are somewhat less serious about it. Texas Governor Ann Richards began going to Big Steve's gym for workouts. Last May, as sort of a reward for his personal reformation, the governor named him to her 21-member physical fitness commission. Big Steve dutifully attended every meeting, but the more articulate, the more polished members of the panel gave him little attention and gave him no authority. Until one day, at a meeting of the commissioners who had ignored him, Big Steve boasted, "I'm going to do what no man my age has ever done." Well, now he got their attention. "I'm going to bench press 400 pounds. Well, now they laughed. But that was last November. Steve Helton was talking about a world record weight lift. It was a brash boast, even for an ex-dock worker. But he set the date. It would happen, he said, 4 days before Christmas. 10 days before Christmas, he got the flu. And now he's too weak to work out. The bug is sapping his strength. It's too late for excuses. The Rodney Dangerfield of the governor's government, the one who got no respect from his peers on the commission, must not back out. Christmas Day minus four, his gym is packed with government, media, friends, and all of the members of the Physical Fitness Commission. Big Steve took a slug of Turbo Tea. He did a couple of warm-up lifts, and then as a hush came over the assembled, Steve stretched out on the narrow leather bench. Now there is silence. Two spotters have lifted the enormous 400-pound barbell onto the rack over his head. There are judges on both sides and one in the back, each with a tiny electronic button which could flash a red light to disqualify the lifter. The lifter must not elevate any portion of his own body. He must distend to the chest, then extend to the maximum, pausing at each extreme until ordered to lift or racket. The lifter must not benefit from momentum. In other words, spotters on both sides had already added the weights until they totaled the official 400 pounds. The bar is lifted from the cradle onto Big Steve's big bare hands. Hold it. Now down onto the chest. Hold it. Now press. And with three deep breaths and a mighty grunt, up, up it goes and up, both arms dead level until fully extended. It's seconds that seemed like an hour before the back judge says, "Racket." And the gymnasium explodes with applause. Now, Steve likes to say that there is only one way that anybody can stay young all his life, and that's exercise. He has said that before. He said it several times during meetings of the governor's physical fitness commission. There's only one way anybody can stay young all his life, and that's to exercise. But now when he says it, he has a more respectful audience. For you see, Big Steve Helton, the Austin Iron Man, is 60. And now you know the rest of the story.